It's Media Freedom Day in South Africa today, which marks the anniversary of the crackdown by the apartheid state on the media and the black consciousness movement in 1977. On October 19th of that year, which became known as Black Wednesday, and since then, journalists have used the day to draw attention to the importance of media freedom. William Bird is a director at Media Monitoring Africa. William, thanks for your time on the Midday Report today. So on this day, when we reflect on how free we are, well, how free are we as journalists?
Hi, good afternoon. Well, in South Africa, we're comparatively lucky. We rank around 31st in the world for media freedom, according to the Reporters Without Borders Index. And that's, if you consider, you know, where we've come from, is pretty amazing, actually. So we've got a lot we can and should be very positive about. Of course, part of the beauty of media freedom is that it means you have to then make sure that you protect it. So consider what a new democracy we are. It really is essential that the freedoms that people fought so hard for are, in fact, retained, and that we protect them. At the same time, you know, this is a crisis period for the media and journalism the world over. You know, journalists, there are fewer and fewer of them. They're being expected to do more and more with less. And they, aside from the financial pressures, there's, you know, this scourge of disinformation. Plus, we're seeing formal political leaders who are part of democracy and democratic processes. We're seeing them actively seeking to undermine media freedom as a matter of course. You know, Donald Trump is one very prominent example of this kind of approach that sees journalism being deliberately undermined as a way of avoiding some level of accountability. So we've got a lot to celebrate, but this is also one of the most critical junctures in our history about that need to highlight the importance of media and protecting it.
I think
media freedom.
What we saw during the coronavirus pandemic is that everything was exacerbated in some way or another. Was media freedom affected, firstly, on the issues of trust and credibility, obviously, but also access to information from the state too?
So exactly. You know, we've seen all media sites, and this has been pretty much a global phenomenon, the ones that are credible. We've seen significant increases in their traffic, in their audiences, in their listeners, viewers over this corona period. And that's precisely because people realize that during a time of crisis, you need to be able to go to places that you can get reliable, credible information. And the ones that fulfill that role in a democracy are journalists and media people. So this is a, you know, it's not just fundamental for functioning of democracy. It's fundamental for society to move forward and for people to be able to make informed decisions. So it really is absolutely critical. And that's one of the most positive aspects, I think, of the corona crisis has been to highlight the importance of journalism and media freedom.
And in South Africa in particular, we're emerging from a tough time as the media from the state capture era. And we've had to do some serious introspection about our involvement as parts of the media in that. How do you believe we are recovering and moving forward?
So look, you know, every time something bad happens in the media, its kind of impact is, its negative impact is multiplied across all media. So if you make an error on your reports, everyone will be going, oh, you see, imagine we know the media this, they just get everything wrong, it's a disaster, they're part of a conspiracy. So it doesn't just impact you and your program, it'll then infect and negatively impact the entire station, and it then almost by extension impacts all of the other credible media houses. So, you know, it really is a tragic period for us where one person does something, and either intentionally or unintentionally, it has a very negative impact. So to some extent, we are, I think, trying to rebuild credibility and do fairly well. I think the way that the media generally have performed over this COVID crisis has helped rebuild and restore a fair degree of trust and credibility. But the main thing is just journalists have to keep going, and where they get things wrong, they've got to, you know, own up to it quickly, smartly, and make sure that they try and make reasonable amends. And then we have to continually expose those that aren't credible media and have people know the difference.
William Bird, Director at Media Monitoring Africa, thank you for your time today. Of course, it is National Press Freedom Day, an important day for us in the media and to you who listen and read and follow all of our media reports too.